Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bradford moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-0 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Santo moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santos scores. Downing moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ed Sprague now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Horta scores. Allen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Money takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Dave May. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Leon moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to third. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Muser steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.